This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
The door is all boarded up.
Remember when we came in and the Oaksters were saying they don't go that way?
Yeah, well, it does make sense. Why would it be boarded up from this side?
The forest stronghold offered more pieces of its puzzle.
Are you trapped in there?
No! Are you trapped out there?
We're just curious about your lifestyle.
Lifestyle? We're keepers of the greenhouse.
Oh, keepers of the greenhouse.
And the heroes learned that not all the creatures within are aligned with Bolon.
What if we were to tell you that the gnomes are not in the city? Bolon drove them out.
Permanently.
They're all gone.
Bolon said that our gnome friends went to Seven Arches and they would be back soon.
Believe he deceived you.
After the greenhouse keepers were freed.
We are not safe here. We shall leave. Now that we know the truth, he could come for us.
Where does that door lead?
That leads to the bridge.
Talitha stalked a druid guard from afar.
A single oak steward on the other side.
Natural 20.
Natural 20! Oh! Open the door, Tim!
Oh. Nice.
Oh. And you take him out in one hit.
We're so sneaky. That's amazing.
To uncover a hidden scene of horror.
In a pile in front of the door leading to the north are like four or five gnome bodies in various states of decay.
Oh my god.
The adventure continues now.
We will all be together, if the fates allow. What am I talking about? We're already together for another episode of the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Yeah!
1 week away from Christmas, you'd never know it, in this soulless studio. I'm no longer singing. I've just been relegating myself to the sweater. This is my silent protest.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, I mean, Skid seems to have joined your team.
This is obviously
a fancy Christmas cocktail hour.
No, it's not
for Christmas. This is for Satan.
Yes. It looks like he should be holding
my love for Satan.
A long Bob Barker microphone.
Yeah, yeah. I would love that. Actually.
Asking us what the lowest price of
that would be amazing.
I think we should swap that out. I think you would look really good with that.
I would love if you have a line on one.
That would be fun. We should all have the long Barker microphone.
That would be fantastic.
That would really separate us from the pack.
It would. No one else is doing that.
We could also do like a fun thing where we could ask you, like, turn to Joe, like, Joe, your thoughts?
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right, Matthew, so what are you going to go with here for your second attack?
Game shows, when I was a kid, game shows were huge. Like, if you had a sick day from school, I would just watch game shows all day long.
Yeah.
Now I feel like game shows have morphed into reality shows. There are still game shows.
There's game shows.
Show renaissance.
Yeah, but like nobody watches that shit. It's like on Friday, like it used to be TGIF. Now Friday night, it's like celebrity win, lose, or draw.
But there's still Wheel of Fortune. There's still The Price is Right.
Jeopardy. Nobody watches.
All of those shows are back. The $10,000 pyramid is back. It's now more money, but it's
American Idol.
That's
more.
Not a game.
That's literally you're making his point.
You made a choice.
I think it's fun, like a game, but not a game. It's
Press
a game.
Your Luck is back. I saw that. That was a fun one when I was a kid.
They definitely do this. And what blew my mind when I got older and was working in New York and booked some people to do VO on game shows was how they just record 50 game shows in a week.
Oh yeah.
And then they just air them all year. Like that's everybody. It's like all in 1 week. It all gets done. Yeah. It's just wild.
Go ahead.
I went to a taping of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Still on the
air. You got to put that on your board.
I will.
That sound is a great
that's
one.
That's still on
when
the
somebody's
air?
Trying to think of what to do with their action.
The lights was, come down.
It's Meredith Vieira. It wasn't Regis.
Okay.
But then afterwards, they were just like, does anyone want to be on the show? And if so, like, take the test. And I was just like, yeah, sure. And I got every question right. And then the producer, like, interviewed me. And I was super boring. And that didn't
What?
Because I didn't have an answer. They were like, what would you do if you won $1 million? And you need a good answer to that question, which I didn't have.
Yeah. You're like, I would invest it wisely in several mutual funds.
Pay off credit card
diversify
debt.
My
I'd be like, I don't know, get an apartment.
Basic living stuff.
Well, you should have said stop living on the street. Like, yeah. That would have gotten you in the show.
I've been living on the street. I've been living in and out of different cars.
I've been living in friends' closets.
Yeah.
I really want a first edition Redbox. And then I've been looking at some Vanguard ETF.
Yeah. I realized like after I could see the producer like getting more and more bored as this thing was going on. I was just like, fuck this up. And it was like, I needed personality. I had no personality in the interview.
But that's why it's like reality shows. Like the game shows, it's not just like, oh, randomly I got on like a game show. Like they choose people who are going to be good TV.
I mean, that's why like shows like The Bachelor and all that stuff drive me crazy because they are game shows.
Yeah.
And I was like, surely I'll meet the love of my life on this game show. You know, it's so stupid.
Behind door number three, she likes long walks in the park.
Yeah. It's like falling in love with the Chevrolet if you win the showcase showdown. It's like just as likely to happen.
And you have to pay taxes on that too.
Exactly.
I know someone who won both showcases. They like guessed within 100 and won both showcases.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Did you see the Price is Right doc? The documentary on the guy?
I've heard about
the guy who like broke the game, basically.
Yeah, I've heard about this. Have not seen it.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's also just so nostalgic.
He didn't cheat. It wasn't like quiz show.
No. He
just
watched
knows the price.
For like 20 years or whatever, 15 years,
he
like
just
straight.
A lot.
For like 15 years straight, he watched every episode and he made spreadsheets of every item and every price and found and realized with obsessive watching that they do the same items over and over and over again. And so then when you watch the doc, they cut it together. So you see that like it's the exact same item.
I got to watch that.
And he's just like, it's really not my fault. Like he just knew the prices of everything. It's amazing.
Well, there's the guy who broke Press Your Luck, too. The guy who figured out the pattern. The
sequence,
That's what ruined the show.
Stop.
Destroyed the show.
On a whammy.
I used to love that when I was a kid.
I loved seeing the 80s animation. Like,
I think it was in This American Life, but there was it was a British game show, and there was a guy who realized, it says like two people, and it's like a prisoner's dilemma kind of thing. Mm. And he basically realized he broke the game. And they play some of the clips from it, and the person he pisses off the most is not the producers, though they were pissed. It's the person he was playing with. And he ended up winning them like a bunch of money. It was like, I can't remember how the game works, but it was like, if you both agree to take a lower amount of money, you walk away and walk away, or you can set, or you can choose to take the higher amount of money. And then it's like you both have to choose the same and then you both win or you both lose. And he figured out the game and the guy he's playing with was just infuriated because he's like, I'm going to choose this and you can't change my mind.
Oh, who's the creator of that game? David Mamet.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire had a cheating scandal as well. I don't know if it was the American one or the original one, but they would like look into the audience and the wife and a friend were giving hand signals.
For which option?
Stealing signs?
Yeah. Stealing signs. It may have not been the American one, but I saw this recently on as I was scanning through my phone. They would look towards the wife and the wife would like It was like she'd rich her nose.
She'd just really get in there.
You knew that meant C.
My friend Ben actually went on Wheel of Fortune like a year ago, 2 years ago. He got on it and he did a bit of acid before he went on the show.
That must have made his interview more interesting with the producer.
God, I should have fucking thought of that.
Is so funny. And he's like, he cracks up about it. He's a very funny guy. He's like a day trader and he's got a podcast. He's like, he's very charismatic, which is why he got on the show.
But is this your friend who makes you murder lobsters?
No, no, it's a different friend. He doesn't do, Ben doesn't do that.
Matthew, that implied that Sydney wasn't really into it. He doesn't make her. He gives her the opportunity.
But I think everybody should do a little bit of acid before they do a game show. Because the whole time, and he is losing badly, but the entire time he's like this.
I couldn't imagine like on Wheel of Fortune, like being on acid and then, like having to spin that giant wheel, in front of you.
Wheel of Fortune is the one show that I like remember watching and clearly being like, I could never do this bullshit where they just go like this.
Oh, yeah.
Every time for other person, whenever anything
goes. I can't picture you doing that at all.
That doesn't happen on Jeopardy. You know what I mean? The other people on Jeopardy, ice cold. Like, somebody answers it right, they're like.
Yeah, that's more mode.
That is more my scene.
I'm just imagining like what they'd have to cut out of the episode of Joe and I, Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
Fuck! I was going to say G! Son of a bitch!
I was going to say G!
You're just like get bankrupt like every time.
Someone goes on a run with the letter, like with R, S, T, L, and E, and he's just like, good! Always choose those!
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know how many times that bankrupt would hit? You know how many times I'd be like, tick, tick, bankrupt. And I'd be like, this is bullshit!
It'd be so funny.
If anyone listening or watching
works
a Wheel of Fortune, please make this happen.
Please make it happen.
On it.
You won't regret it.
You will not regret it.
You won't have to pay him any money.
It'll be the best final episode of the game show ever.
You don't even need to rig the wheel.
Yeah, it's
You don't even need to rig the wheel.
I was a kid, they didn't give you RSTLNE. You had to, like most people would just choose that.
Yeah, that's why they started doing that, because everyone
And they started choosing answers, didn't have it.
That was like the meta. You knew to do RSTLNE. Now you get that for free. And also, you used to, between spins and between puzzles, you'd go through like a showcase and spend the money on things.
Oh, yeah.
They would like show your little face in a circle and it would be spinning around a showroom.
And there's the dog. You'd buy the dog.
I'd be like, I'd like to
get $100.
I'll get that couch and let me get that. You'd spend money on things. It's
interesting seeing the evolution, because I saw the same thing in the American Gladiators documentary, if you saw any of that.
No.
You
watch a lot of game show documentaries. Well,
this was on the flight to like LA or something like that. I watched it. And it was like how much game shows evolve. Like they start and they're just like, they got to get it out there. And the games aren't really ready yet. And the balance isn't really known yet. And they just start taping, you know, and then if they get a season two, if they get a season three, you see like games get more refined. They get rid of games that stink and they get rid of things that fuck up the rules and stuff like that. So it's interesting seeing that evolution.
I think Skid and I know the best possible game show that quickly went off the air. We'll say on the count of three. One, two, three. That's a chunky. What's his name?
What? Oh, from my
house.
You got to know what you do before you come out.
Don't take the head off.
That's a chunky?
It's I think you should leave.
Am I on acid?
It's like, basically like it's a fake game show in the I think you should leave show. Yeah. And they like haven't worked the kinks out yet. So it's like it's the first taping of it. And there's like a mascot who comes out and they're like, what's
it's
he
like
gonna
press your luck whammy thing.
Yeah. They're like, you got a chunky on the board. Like, what are you going to do? And the mascot comes out. And he's like, what's he going to do? And he's like, touching the contestant.
It just starts like messing with
like
them.
Shaking
it's just like, okay.
He's like, all right. And then he like takes his hat and he's like, that's my hat. Is he
gonna my hat now.
He like picks up a laptop and he's like, don't break that.
Hey, stop. What are you doing?
Yeah, and the like host comes over. He's like, you can't break his stuff. Get back. Go back.
And they're working out the kinks.
Try it. It's great.
That's a chunky.
TLDR, there's a lot of game shows out there right now. You're just not watching them.
Yeah.
I don't think they're as big, though.
There's a game show network. There's an entire network.
I knew that. But like that is like for retirees.
I think millennials ruined
so were
game
all
shows.
The other ones.
So they did.
So were, game shows have always been
retirees and sick children.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I would sit there and just watch. It was Price of Right into Concentration into...
Oh, I loved Concentration.
Classic Concentration.
When I was sick, I would watch the Weather Channel.
Supermarket like Sweep.
What was the Hollywood Great. Squares?
Yeah, Hollywood Squares.
Stop.
No, what?
Say more?
When I was sick, I would just like watch the Weather Channel for like hours.
That's sad.
When you were a kid?
Yeah.
Just seeing like what the weather was all around
the country?
I don't
know. It was just really soothing.
It is kind of
like every 10 minutes the forecast comes on with
and
like
sound comes on.
Yeah, and I knew the weather so good for like that whole week. I don't know. It was just really nice. It like made my brain like
out of the Midwest. Maybe we shouldn't play kickball
off.
Today, guys.
Yeah.
They should have a weather game show. Guess the weather.
Guess the weather.
Guess the weather.
I had the Sci-Fi channel because you're old, you probably didn't have that available to you.
It came out when I was 24.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a, wait, really? A lot 90, of old
1992 it premiered. It was actually in September 1992.
The original with the Y before they changed it.
Before the Y, yeah.
Or before the Y, they had the I, yeah.
92, I was 14.
Two Y's.
I got to watch a lot of reruns of classic sci-fi shows.
Yep.
I didn't need game shows.
Well, I guess you're, yet again, this conversation has gotten around to you being better than us.
You've done it, Matthew.
Some
seems to somehow always veer that way, doesn't it?
Wouldn't be a bant if we didn't end there.
You can't help it.
Not anyone else but you, Troy.
The way you look down upon poor Kate for watching the Weather Channel. The
I'm just
scoffed.
Amazed at your ability to do that.
I think there's something wrong with me. I mean, but I just, you embrace it and you just watch
the Weather Channel.
The Weather Channel.
Were you like feverish or just?
Yeah, I think I was like sick. Like I had a fever and the Weather Channel was on and I was like, yeah, I don't feel like changing the channel. And I didn't for like 4 hours. And every 10 minutes, the weather would come on, and I was like, here it is again.
And I know what's going to happen.
And it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's the same every time. And it's comforting. Anyway.
I'm at a loss. So we'll take a break. And not come back.
So I've, you know, when we're out on tour together, I eat with you people.
Mm. Yes. You people. You people.
I usually try to not overdo it, not eat, you know, not eat too unhealthily, but, you know, around you, you're very...
You eat annoyingly healthy.
Not around you.
You make the rest of us feel bad.
I feel bad sometimes when I eat with you guys. It's not your fault. I just submit to peer pressure. But anyway, when I do that, I feel like sometimes, you know... My digestion is not exactly feeling at its best, let's just say.
It's hard when you're traveling to eat healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Despite your best efforts.
Well, yeah, we go to these awesome restaurants and everything, and you don't want to say, just give me yogurt. Yeah.
Right, exactly. You know? And they'll say, their best thing is deep fried. It's always like,
all right. All right, I guess.
Deep fried yogurt?
Okay.
Went in St. Louis.
Well, I did feel like one thing I could do is I... started drinking AG1. And when I first started drinking that daily, I felt like I was actually doing something to, you know, help my digestive system a little bit before any of that goes down. It's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. You've been drinking it, Troy, right?
I've been drinking it every single day. I start my day with it on an empty stomach just because I feel like if I start with this, no matter what else I do all day, I've got a good base going.
You already taken that step to like lead a better life.
Yeah, especially over the holidays when you're just like, oh, let me have a gallon of eggnog and that's my meal for the day. Right. It's nice to know that I'm starting off with something.
It's nice
strong.
To do one responsible thing with your body over this 2 month period.
Right. And I really like the taste.
It tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
It's also, for me too, it's the immune support too, because it's all cold. We're going to cold and flu season. I've got a small kid in daycare. It's you know, I don't know. Joe, have you been trying it?
I have, yeah, and it's fantastic. I agree with Troy. I think the same way. It's psychological. If I have this first thing in the morning, it's like you feel like you're starting your day off right. I don't have cereal or like heavy breakfast, and it just makes me lighter on my feet, and it's, you know, starts the day off in a better way, and I move a little quicker.
Yeah, so AG1, it's the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily. So If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply. It's 1 year of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. So go to ag1.com/glasscannon. That's drinkag1.com/glasscannon. Check it out.
I don't want to be hyperbolic, but when I win a gold medal in Paris, it will be 100% AG1's fault. Santa baby, the season for a fresh cut is here. And you know what kind of fresh cut I'm talking about. A fresh cut downtown. This is your old buddy Troy LaValle from the Glass Cannon Podcast. And I'm here to talk about today's sponsor, Manscaped. They are the leaders in below-the-waist grooming, and they have just launched their fifth-generation performance package to help you avoid another silent night in the bedroom this year. You know what I'm talking about? Take care of your special little snowflake with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra and watch your South Pole shine like never before. Get the best stocking stuffer of all by going to manscaped.com and using code GCP for 20% off plus free shipping. Mrs. Claus will thank you. Listen, it's the holiday season. You're wondering, what do you buy the dudes in your life? It's hard, especially as you get older. You have everything you need. And if there's something you don't have, you just go and buy it with your own money. But people like to give gifts and people like to get gifts. You can't go wrong with Manscaped. I told you about the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. You know about the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, the crowned jewel of the holidays. And dare I say, the best ball trimmer of all time. But the fun doesn't stop there. You got the Weed Whacker 2.0 nose and ear hair trimmer. And is your boxer game weak? Take care of those chestnuts with Manscaped's Boxers 2.0, featuring their signature jewel pouch to help keep you calm, cool, and collected down there. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code GCP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code GCP. Say ho, ho, ho to a well-groomed mistletoe with Manscaped.
Thank you to NordVPN for sponsoring your good buddies at the Glass Cannon Podcast. I'm a NordVPN user myself, and I encourage all of you to at least try it out with the promo code that they gave us. There's a money-back guarantee, so it couldn't hurt to give it a shot. I continue to rave about NordVPN because of the anonymity and privacy it grants me while I'm on the road for Glass Cannon Live. We're usually staying in hotels and using their Wi-Fi, as well as using Wi-Fi at random venues throughout the country, some of which are just small parts of large malls. And it freaks me out, to be honest. You never know who could be lying in wait to steal sensitive information like passwords or bank information. My wife and I have been the victim of identity theft before, and it sucks. The NordVPN app makes it crazy easy for an old man like me to just click one button and boom, change my virtual location, giving me the peace of mind to browse in private, even when I'm away from my home Wi-Fi. The same app allows me to change my location to a different country for the purposes of watching sports or movies or even films, not to be confused with crappy movies, that aren't available here in the US. And if you're in another country, the process works in reverse. All of this in one easy app, and it costs me less than a cup of coffee a month. To grab our huge discount off of your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/GCP. Our code will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the episode description box.
I changed my mind. We're back.
Kate, you almost killed it.
Yeah.
You almost killed it.
That's
been
a chunky weather Matthew's better than us hour. Well, this is a game that we play. One could call this a game show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on down.
So every time we go to roll our dice, we got to clap.
You got to get the Price is Right music on
that, man. I'm making my notes.
Here's the thing. I don't think most game shows have scenes like what we're going to see today.
No, that scene was not for retirees.
No. Or for sick children.
No. Have you seen Legends of the Hidden Temple, though?
A little scary.
Yes.
A little
that
scary.
Was a good one,
that
too.
Get scary?
I don't know.
Well, when the people would pop out to, like, when you walked into the wrong room.
Right, and grab you.
Yeah, that was
I just think this could be a game show.
Well,
All right, then this is a game show. And last week, you continued to explore this gnome fortress, this gnome treehouse, and you came into a room with two leshies.
Right.
They were so cute. Wisteria.
Wisteria and Hyacinth.
Hyacinth.
And they explained to you that Bolon came and told them that the gnomes had just taken a little trip and that they'd be back.
Mm-hmm.
You explained to them that they've been lied to. And so they said, all right, well, then we're going to leave. Feel free to have some of our drugs. And so you guys harvested some flay leaf.
And
we did. You did. You harvested some flay leaf, and then you continued your exploration going upstairs to where you fought that rebel oak steward and the dream spider. You looked about this library turned laboratory and realized that they were doing some sort of experiment with that had to do with the unicorn, that had to do with the dream spider. You haven't really been able to piece together what they were doing here, but it seems like they were working on something. You then go into the next room. Actually, no, before you did that, you opened the door just to see what was on the other side of this
right.
Bridge.
We killed a guy.
Saw an oak steward. Just kinda...
Oh, no.
Lucky killed a guy.
No, it was Talitha. Like, you saw an oak steward patrolling.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
You throw a dagger?
No.
Hand crossbow.
Crit.
Shunk.
Killed him.
So great.
And then you saw a tiny little fox come up, smell the body, and then run into the brush of this thick little platform. Close the door after murdering someone. He might have been the one that's like, I am the oak steward that's going to bring Bolon back. Now, where is he? Ah, door opening. Ah! Like, he could have been the one. He could have been working for Lemma Feldthorn. We'll never know.
Yeah, I guess when you send two different, a party of assassins effectively to kill Bolon and a sleeper agent and don't tell each other about each other.
Sounds like her fault.
That would be really tragic.
It definitely would be.
To be fair, the sleeper agent and all of us had the same idea to wear the oak steward uniform. So how would we know?
Like we sent a first party out. They never returned because they had embedded themselves.
They're deep.
So already deep. Killed them all.
It's like the Judean people's front, the people's front of Judea.
Fuck no. Palace people's front of Judea.
You open the door to the north. You go up this little stairwell. It's like three steps that go up. Open the door and you see a cozy chamber with beds. Looks like a dormitory. And there's beds, there's cabinets, there's dressers. No two alike. Again, little set of staircase leading to a door to the north. There's another doorway to the west. But there are bodies everywhere. There's a pile of gnome bodies right in front of the doorway to the north. And then on half a dozen beds, there's a gnome on each bed bound and gagged. It is quite a horrific scene. The map isn't really going to do justice to the scene here, but I want to open the door anyways and let you look inside.
Yeah, that's not as horrific as you were.
Not as horrific. That's why I didn't end by showing you the map, because you can't really portray that on a map as much as I was able to weave it with my words.
Power of storytelling.
The great power of storytelling.
When you first described it, I think last week, like Lucky's at the door and Lucky opens the door slowly. And I think like the smell, you were talking about the smell, I think that hits her before she like can creak the door open to see the beds or anything. And she just knows this smell of like acrid death and like blood, like metallic iron blood. And it kind of like gives her pause in the doorway, not knowing what she's about to walk into, if it's like a fight or something. But then seeing that there's just stillness, like nothing is moving, she slowly signals behind her and walks into the room.
You walk into the room. That stench is now overpowering of the bodies that look like they're in various states of, I want to say decay, because it seems like their death was pretty recent.
Are the gnomes dead?
Well, yeah, Ramius rushes to anyone that doesn't appear instantly to be dead.
Yeah, like the bodies are...
It's going to start examining bodies.
Yeah, Talitha as well.
The one on the southernmost bed, rigor mortis has set in, and you actually, to be graphic, see feces on the sheet in front of evacuated his bowels.
Are gnome feces multicolored?
They are. It's really... It's rather...
Matthew.
Rather
Matthew.
Lovely. Sorry.
I have a little regret.
Now is not the time.
Now is not the time. Sorry, or the place.
I was curious about the details of the world.
A gnome is dead.
Now I want to do a scene where a gnome hangs himself and just like a rainbow.
Oops, rainbows.
It's like a bunch of Skittles.
Matthew would love it.
Is that glitter?
That's Matthew's a fun Skittles commercial.
Taste the rainbow.
Oh my God.
Taste the rainbow.
Taste the rainbow.
Now you know where Skittles come from.
Yes, yeah, so there's a rainbow of feces on that bed. However, as you start to look at the other five gnomes, they do appear to be breathing.
Oh,
Ramius rushes to the first one that he sees breathing.
And starts slitting their throats.
One by one. They won't know who killed them.
Yeah. One by one, he's...
What do you remove?
Rainbow blood.
Remove a gag, remove...
He's going to remove a gag, remove a blindfold on the first one.
Talitha will go to the second one and do the same.
The first one is a woman. The second one is a man. They're looking at you terrified, like... Please,
please don't hurt us. Please, please, please.
No, of course not. We're here to help you.
My name is Talitha Breakwater. We're here to rescue you.
And I am Brother Ramius.
Him too.
Are you not with the one they call Bolon?
No, no. We are here to stop Bolon from taking this place.
Well, if you are truly not with him, then please let those of us who remain flee. We have spent... too long here. Lost too many. We have lost too many to spend even a moment longer as this lunatic's prisoners. Please.
Of course. Flee. Of course, but we must first make sure that you're all right.
Yes, your those friends, of us who live are all right.
Make sure everyone's alive. Or those that find the ones that are alive. And he's going to move to the next one.
Yep, free them.
Sort of leapfrog Talitha. And, yeah.
Yeah, those five.
And they're all alive. They're all alive. Conscious. And he's going to unbind them. And he's going to do a brief exam on everybody just to make sure that they could even walk themselves out of here. They might be so malnourished. They might be unable to travel safely.
All right, give me a medicine check.
Okay. Natural 20.
Natural 20.
Wow.
They are malnourished, but they are like emboldened by adrenaline of being freed. And they don't look like they have any cuts or bruises or anything. They're just like looking at the door and trying to think of... what the safest way to get out is.
Well, we will let you flee. However, it is dark and there is quite some distance back to safety.
Are
you sure you could defend yourselves in the forest?
Yes, we know this forest like the back of our hand. Who are you?
I am Brother Ramius. This is Talitha Breakwater and our friends, Buggles and Lucky. This is Zephyr. We have been sent by the Oak Stewards of Seven Arches to fight against Bolon's rebellion.
The Oak Stewards are the ones who did this.
It's a complicated political situation.
Bolon took a dispatch of Oak Stewards that had turned against the gnomes.
Calling them like Dark Oak Stewards. They don't really have a name yet.
Rebel
Oak Stewards.
This whole time I thought that the treaty that we had with them had been abandoned.
No, it is that treaty that has brought us here.
Oh, well, this is good to know.
And then she looks over at the bodies.
I wish that you had come sooner.
As do we. Please, before you flee, could we ask any information you could give us about Bolon or his lieutenants? Any information that could help us?
Where we might find him holed up within...
He has been using us as some test subjects for a horrible poison. So many of our mothers and fathers, sons and daughters were simply fodder for this sadistic madman. You could be next. You should flee as well. Let us all flee together. My brothers and sisters, we should go to the Eternal Grove, and we will bring these people with us. Do not stay here a moment longer. He is dangerous. He is mad.
Yes, we cannot leave without making sure that no other innocents are in here being harmed.
Perhaps some of us fled. There are some unaccounted for, but... When this happened, I did see some of us...
How many?
Flee.
How many are unaccounted for?
I don't know. I've lost...
What are the names?
I've lost...
We've been doing this too long.
I've lost track.
Shing! Lucky, kill him.
I've lost track of time. I don't know how many...
Well, you can count
bodies.
Hysteria and Hyacinth. They got away.
The Leshies. They're safe.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And there were others. I'm not sure. But If you mean to stay and search the rest of this place, I will offer you every scrap of wealth you can find in this compound to root out these evil druids and save what remains of our home. I thought the druids were protectors of nature, but these who have stolen our home, they are evil. Evil!
Their view of the world has become corrupted.
Dark times. These are dark times.
They are defenders of nature. It seems that they have just taken it to an extreme never heard of before. They wish to eliminate anyone who does not respect nature or think of it in their way.
Horrible. That is not the way of nature. The way of nature is to embrace all. Well, thank you. A thousand thanks.
Before you leave, I'm sorry. I know it is tragic, but please, is
really?
There anything...
have an appointment.
Did you overhear anything about what the poison was for or why they were doing these tests?
Or just anything about this compound that's helpful, because that steam room...
Oh, yeah, your windmill is quite fucked.
What's wrong with the windmill?
It blew up. Oh, and the stove blew up. I understand you gnomes are tinkerers, but I think, I don't know, something was wrong.
With the stove and the windmill blew up? I will admit that we have done some modifications to the windmill, but never to the point of it exploding, even in all our trials.
No, just the steam room upstairs.
Steam room.
Stove is a piece of shit.
The stove is gone.
Those who have taken over have changed this place. We are tinkerers, but we are safe in what we do. As to what Bolan was up to, it seems like this place was convenient for him. I don't think he meant to stay here forever. He kept talking about he wanted to take over Seven Arches.
Yes. Take over Seven Arches?
Yes,
that is his plan. Remember?
It didn't make sense to me because I thought the Oak Stewards were already in charge. But the way he spoke of it, it sounded like pure anarchy.
He is a separatist faction.
Where in the compound would he hole up? Where would he hide?
I thought we have been blindfolded ever since.
Where is the most defensible place in this city of yours?
I mean, the entire compound is defensible. There's only one way in and one way out. He could be anywhere. But I've not seen him since he blindfolded us. We have been blindfolded for at least a week. I did hear him say something about a unicorn and trying to overcome the natural defenses of the unicorn. They are immune to poison, and he wanted to do something with them dealing with poison, but I don't know if that is helpful information.
Could I roll a knowledge check on that to see if I can piece together the gaps?
Sure!
I wasn't asking you.
I have a theory.
What is your theory?
I have a theory. I think that he's trying to adapt the natural poison resistances of the unicorn so that he can use some sort of poison to kill everyone else except his people. That's my guess.
Buggles, that is extremely interesting.
And he would use the poison of the dream spider, you think? The hallucinogenic...
Perhaps it is one version. One part of the trial. But yes, to create an antidote for himself, he would have to know the poison. Well, the antidote will be part of the poison.
But we rescued the unicorn, so...
Well...
No, what Buggles is implying is these trials were attempting to get over the poison resistance of anyone so that you could ease... How do you destroy everyone at once? Everyone. He does not have soldiers of that number. Poison. That's how he would do it.
This is biological warfare.
Coward's weapon.
Would not the animals and creatures of the world that he means to protect also suffer from this?
I don't think by
all... I don't know that he means to protect all the animals either.
Do we need to be here for
this? I do have one question.
Oh, please.
No, I have one question.
Yes.
The last time you saw Bolan...
Yes, it...
Did he have a jade amulet around his neck? Or have you ever heard him discuss a shade with a key?
An amulet, a key? No. It all happened so fast. At first, they were posing as Oak Stewards meant to parley with us about something. I can't even remember at this point. And then it was madness.
What does he look like? Just describe him.
He was wearing a mask. I couldn't quite see his face. He was tall, like you, human features. But his face was covered by a mask made of leaves.
Did he wear a robe the same as all the others? Or something to distinguish himself?
He perhaps was a bit more ostentatious in his garb, while the rest were dressed similarly. It was clear that he was the leader.
Interesting.
Can I roll a knowledge check to kind of using Buggles' theory to see if that would make sense with what we know and what we discovered?
Yeah.
what would that be? Nature, I guess, or occultism?
I kind of want. I feel like arcane.
I also think you should get a bonus for pursuing.
Yeah,
because
there were
lead.
Arcane formulas and stuff lying around. Right, yeah. So,
arcana.
Yeah, let's do arcana.
Yeah, and the unicorn's resistances would be magical in nature.
Yeah.
17.
You think that Buggles is on to something, in that like unicorns are naturally immune to poison, so perhaps they were trying to do something to overcome the unicorn's natural resistances.
Well, it's like either they're trying to overcome the unicorn's defenses, or they're trying to apply the unicorn's defenses to their own people so that they can spread the poison mm-hmm. safely for themselves.
Would and, like, be either way.
Poison the water.
Yeah, it's unclear if that's their motive, but it certainly seems like they were trying to do it to affect the unicorn. If they were then going to use that as like some sort of gas, I mean, who knows? But it seems like they wanted to sedate the unicorn. It could be for the ritual, too.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Maybe just for sexual pleasure.
Yes, also a possibility.
Unicorn horn is an aphrodisiac.
You can go.
Yeah, you can leave.
Get out!
After him! Flee while you can!
No, but all seriousness, do you need an escort?
No. I'm sure there'll be time for that once we relax. Call a 1-800 number, but in the meantime, we will just make our way to the Eternal Grove.
The Eternal...
How did you mention it? Did you know one?
Have we heard of the Eternal Grove? This sounds familiar.
The Leshy's mentioned that.
Yeah.
It's where, like, the gnomes...
Where is it? I'd very much like to find you there after we leave this place.
It is not a place that is open to you.
You invited
just
us
invited
there.
Us, though.
You literally just invited us, and I was trying
you
to...
You said we should come.
More of a figure of speech. Like, I'll see you around.
It was a pity invite.
You said...
You're more than welcome to join us.
It was a pity invite.
He
didn't expect us to take him up on
it. You said it multiple times.
Yes, do you not have that expression?
See you in the Eternal
Grove. See you at the Eternal Grove.
Yes, let's all go to the Eternal Grove with these people.
Here's the address to the Eternal Grove.
It's too dangerous.
You should come. You'll be completely safe. That's not an expression where you come from.
No, it's not really.
No.
It isn't really all trippingly off the tongue either.
Anyways, we have to leave, but I do hope to see you all at the Eternal Grove.
I can't tell if
you there.
Does he?
And he smiles.
He gets it.
I don't get it.
See ya.
I don't get it.
I'm learning their ways.
I don't like the gnomes.
We'll bury your friends.
Don't worry about it.
Buggles, I'll tell you a secret. No one likes gnomes.
I'm glad we're not going to the Eternal Grove.
So the five gnomes kind of stealthily look around and they scurry out and hopefully get to safety.
I would like...
Did any of them on the way out drop healing potions out of their pants?
They didn't.
I'm going to check. Yeah,
they were bound.
Ding, 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 ding.
Look, I came back. Sorry, that's
that was there the whole time.
Oh, no.
I want to check all these, like, chests and stuff in the room if they're... Yeah, I just want to...
Yeah.
Respectfully search the room.
Respectfully.
Respectfully. Rifle. Paw over the corpses.
Sounds like
they did say, like...
They basically gave us the deed to if we can clear it out, so we might
Let's do it.
I wonder if this is going to be our HQ. Like,
19. A new clubhouse.
Yeah.
I got 21 for respectful search.
There you go.
Got a 19. I'm a little more delicate.
I rolled a natural 4.
I got a 15.
Nothing of import. There's some clothing, gnome clothing, a couple gnome hats.
What about on the bodies?
Shoes. The blood-soaked bodies are just wearing clothes. No items, no weapons.
Matthew,
they're a peaceful people that were assaulted.
What mean thing were you about to say about me?
I was going to ask you if you have your gnome hat from the Geekery HQ live show from 2017.
David the Gnome Hat?
I sadly do not have it.
Aww.
That would have been perfect.
I barely even have a picture of that.
Yeah, I've seen a picture of it.
I have too.
I just walked by that store today.
Oh yeah? What is it now?
It's a tattoo parlor.
Amazing.
So they were experimenting on the gnomes with this poison, and then it looks like they've been cutting into the bodies as well to see how the poison affected them. I don't know. It's a horrible scene.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly unorganized, disorganized, and makes no sense. If you are doing medical experiments, you would do it in a place that is cleaner and more refined, where you could study your results in a... Sorry, I just don't understand the butchery here. It makes no sense.
It is nasty.
Lucky is crouched near the bodies, and she looks up at Ramius and Buggles. when people kill like this, they don't care. Doesn't matter. And to Bolon, well, these aren't people. They're just obstacles.
They are the enemy to him. The enemy of all nature.
We need to find him.
Yes. Can we listen at the door to the north? Unless we want to go through the door to the west.
Door to the north!
Door to the north!
I like the west.
You like the, you like the west?
It's just gut, pure gut.
Okay.
Love Diane Weiss.
All right, somebody wants to...
Bring it back.
Open the door, listen at the door. What are you doing?
I'll listen at the door to the west.
I'll stand far from it with my bow.
17.
Listen. Nothing. Maybe a water dripping?
Stealthily open the door.
Toilet. Toilet.
I have to go open it.
Are you all going in with him? Or?
I'm by Talitha. I'm right, right,
we're all on the map, place where we want to be, I think. I think that's pretty accurate.
We're using the Foundry virtual tabletop to simulate where we're standing in the room.
Great.
You can refer to that, Troy, if you have any questions.
Don't ever ask me where my character is again.
You listen. You hear drip, drip, drip. Talitha opens the door, and there's just this like a violet mist exploding out.
Oh no!
To everyone except it looks like Zephyr.
Nice, Zeph.
The rest of you roll a fortitude save.
Oh,
been hit by enough traps.
Do you guys think this is the mushrooms that were mentioned before?
No. Classic mushroom trap.
Oh, natural twonzoni.
Oh,
wow.
You're ready to shoot. You've been hit by enough traps.
Wow. 27. I'm ready for anything to explode.
Oh, okay. You're great.
Ultimo tween zoni.
Yeah, I have a tween zoni as
right
well.
On the tween.
That hits you right in the tween.
Is this a poison?
It is.
Okay. So who did I give the antidote to? Because we're still under the effects.
Me.
Oh, I think
he was very clear about who had the antidote and who didn't, so it should be on your sheet.
Well, whoever has it,
I'll add it right here.
You get a plus two to this roll.
Not unless you drank it.
You have to drink the antidote.
No, but you gave it to...
Yeah, I remember we got poisoned.
Zephyr. I think you gave it to Zephyr.
No, what I'm saying, drinking the antidote is an action you can take after this.
No.
The people that drank it before already still have the...
Oh, you already drank it.
Remember, we got poisoned. We already got poisoned.
Oh, so you should have it on your sheet that you have this boost.
It's plus two. So that'll be...
Zephyr has it, but Zephyr doesn't need it right now. Right?
Well,
I don't know if I have it.
Yeah, but you drank it. Like, you drank it... Last time, I thought.
I think it was you.
I'm looking at my notes right now, but
maybe
I'm not
you just
hit
auto-saved.
Anyways.
Anyway.
18 for Talitha.
17 for Brother Ramius.
19 for Buggles.
Ooh, we're going to find out the exact DC.
We will find out the number. Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what it's not. 60.
No.
Here's a question. The antidote definitely lasts.
6 hours.
6 hours.
Yeah. 6 hours. Then all of you pass.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
Awesome.
Wow.
All of you pass. And so this violet mist just comes spraying all over all of you, lands right in front of Zephyr's feet. And you look at the room beyond.
What was that? What was it?
It looks like a private sauna. There's a large wooden tub filling most of the floor space. Bamboo pipes from outside running through a small steel boiler and then going into the tub and a single drip of water dripping. And now you can see on the other side of the door a very obvious trap.
Wow. Triggered a trap.
Huh.
Could I identify it? Or Talitha?
Could I just try to identify the toxin? See if it was dream spider stuff or...
Alchemy.
Crafting? Alchemy?
Sure.
20.
It looks like a poison known as violet venom.
Violet venom.
Ooh, violet.
What does that do?
Venom.
Makes you sick.
And how is it? How do you come? How do you get it?
You eat a violet.
Is it like it's made from a flower?
I can look that up.
Bitten by a violet.
Yeah, bitten by, stung by a violet.
Basically, it can.
I hate violet fangs.
You take damage. You can become enfeebled. Then you take more damage. You become drained, and then you become even more enfeebled. It's pretty.
Nasty poison.
My college mascot was the Fighting Violets.
But why trap this room? Why?
Yeah, will you do a perception check on the room?
The delicate process of extracting violet venom from a violet fungus leaves it diluted at the best of times.
A fungus.
Alchemists are still on the hunt for a truly pure, unadulterated version of this highly toxic poison.
Mm. Wow. All right, I'm going to walk in.
DC 17, by the way.
Oh, nailed it. Well, I said it was a tweener, and it was right on it.
Yeah, we were on
it.
That, to me, isn't a tweener, 17, at first level.
No, our rolls were tweeners.
Yeah.
I rolled a 13, you rolled a 13, 14?
No, a 17 is a tweener. It was literally the DC.
That doesn't feel like, 16 feels like a tweener to me, maybe 15.
15 feels like a tweener.
It's objectively correct because it was the DC. After if you the hit fact. The DC.
If I roll a 17 at first level, I'm psyched.
Tweener. No. If I hit it, I think I may have succeeded and may have failed 50-50.
This guy's looking at you like you're
crazy. 2E, like, I still don't have a feel for it because the numbers are inflated.
This is the nerdiest.
16 is the lowest.
I do like saying tweener.
It's fun.
I like saying tweener.
I agree with you.
It is fun to say, so we might as well take
I don't even think, there aren't too many DC 15s. Like
Joe didn't even hear me say you got hit in the tweener. He didn't even laugh or something.
I didn't hear it. I would have laughed.
Now the moment's gone.
That's good. Where is that on your butt? Yeah.
I'm going to do a perception.
It's between.
And I roll a 13.
25.
Looking around.
Nothing of import. Looks like they've made themselves a luxurious sauna here.
Does the water look clean?
How do you get out of here?
Yes, it does look clean.
How do you get out of here?
Is there a window?
Who trapped it? You can't trap it and then leave, can you?
Maybe it traps from the inside.
Lucky would like to dip her paw into the tub.
It was trapped inside.
Yeah, she's.
And then there's no other way out? No visible way out of here?
Maybe they had said it, they could just like close the door and arm the trap.
Yeah, maybe. But I think that we should be looking for something else in here.
I agree.
Another portal.
Lucky's playing with the water.
It's not running, so I must make it look like it's running.
Yeah, it's water. And now your fur is wet.
How deep is it?
Licks it.
Can you just see the bottom?
Yeah, it's pretty much empty. There's a little bit of water there.
Oh.
They haven't filled it.
And it's just like a bath?
Yeah, it's just a bath. And you look that, like, if you see now that the trap is behind the door, but it sets up over the door, a better perception check, you would have seen it from the outside and would have been able to disable it. So if the rebels were using this room, they could disable it before they go in and then re-enable it.
Mm. All right.
That's what I do. So I trap my steam room.
Interesting.
You don't want the kids in there.
Don't want the kids in there.
Yeah, it's not safe for kids to go into
It's not safe for the kids to so trap it with a deadly poison. So they
don't. That'll teach them.
That'll keep the kids out of the hot tub.
That'll teach them.
But she isn't afraid of bunnies.
Oh, she will.
So, yeah, very strange.
All right, door to the north, then.
Door to the north.
Door to the north.
Perception check.
So just to be clear, my gut instinct there pointed us to a meaningless room with a deadly trap.
And I was excited when you were the one that said, I like the West. I was like, thank God. For Joe.
As soon as Joe said gut
That about sums up my gut.
I wanted to make a joke about your gut, and I was like, no, don't do that. That's mean.
And 18 I made perception check.
18 perception.
Tweener.
Classic tweener. You're listening. It's a little too quiet on the other side of the...
That's a warning sign.
Lucky?
Lucky would also like to listen with my +2 circumstance with my cat ears.
Cat ears.
Meow!
18, 19, 20,
21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
25.
And she's really focusing on that exact thing, like subtle movements of bodies that she can't see, because that's what her skill is.
Listening, 25. You hear like a scraping sound on the floor. It doesn't sound like feet. It sounds like something very small is being like dragged back and forth. And feel like you can hear breathing.
After you.
Yep. Lucky does all of that. Hand signals to everybody. And they all know exactly.
I think I know what it is.
Oh,
yeah?
It's my wife in the audience of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
We'll see if I'm right.
Okay.
Oh, is it? You're not going to tell us?
You're going to write it down on a slip of paper.
I think it's a golden lion tamarin. That's my guess.
A what?
A little monkey.
Lucky.
If I'm wrong, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
I think he's writing something. That's what Lucky. Mm. All right. Lucky is going to...
Talitha, get up there.
Kick down the door.
Fight. Talitha.
Kick
fight.
Down the door.
Both weapons out.
Talitha will have her hand crossbow out.
Okay. Hand crossbow out. Kick down the door.
A videographer's laughing.
Golden lion.
Got his head in his face in his hands.
He's picturing the monkey trying to write.
He's trying to make a noise. He doesn't want to ruin the recording.
He's picturing the monkey writing something.
It's just, trying to write Shakespeare.
I think.
Everyone knows. Sometimes it was the blurst of times.
It's a blurst of times. It's just a golden monkey trying to write Shakespeare behind the door, obviously.
There's only one of them in here. It's going to take him forever.
Your hearing is incredible.
Yeah.
You're a golden monkey.
What was that, 25?
Trying to write Shakespeare.
And, sounds like.
I believe it's Timon of Athens.
Pretty much. Pretty much getting all of it. Comedy of errors. It's like almost done. Lucky it's kicks almost, down the door.
Yeah, we kill it just as it's about to write the end.
We'll never know what happens.
Never know.
How do I finish this couplet? Ah, hand crossbow to the monkey brain. You kick down the door.
Boom!
We'll see you after this break.
Ah. Oh.
Those who know me know that I am engaged in a nearly constant struggle to maintain a comfortable body temperature, especially when I sleep. And I recently found a way to stay at the perfect temperature all night long using silver-infused bed sheets by Miracle Made that were inspired by NASA. They have self-cooling properties for better quality sleep. Using silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. They're self-cleaning. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Comfort and quality. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some 5-star hotels. That's for sure. We stayed in a lot of hotels, and these feel... I can't wait to get home now with these sheets. Perfect holiday gift. Miracle sheets are the perfect gift for your spouse, friends, or family. Who doesn't want to sleep better in luxurious feeling bed sheets? And since these come with 3 free towels, you get 2 gifts in 1 just in time for the holidays. And they're designed for your skin. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/GCP to try it today or gift it to someone special this holiday season. And we've got some special deals. We've got a special deal for our listeners. Save over 40%. Wow. And if you use our promo GCP at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/GCP and use the code GCP to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/GCP to treat yourself, a friend, or loved one this holiday season.
Hey guys, it's Sydney, and I gotta come clean about something. So I studied abroad in South America, and I studied Spanish, and I used to be pretty good at speaking Spanish. But these days, not so much. But that's because I haven't been motivated with my language learning. But that's all changed with Babbel. Babbel is amazing. It's got these quick 10-minute lessons that were designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. That means if I start right now, I could bust into the new year like, yo, hola, what's up? And everyone would be like, wow, that girl is really good at speaking Spanish. And I would just be like, yeah, Babbel, baby. Babbel's different because it was designed by real people for real conversations. I know when I travel, I want to ask for directions or order food on my own. And Babbel gives you that knowledge. And then it also gives you the confidence to use that in real life. So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners to get you started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/GCP. Get 55% off at babbel.com/GCP, spelled BABBEL.com/GCP. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The door falls off its hinges, lands couple feet away.
With some kick.
Yeah, I'm strong.
There is no golden monkey right
at the Oh, no. Oh.
Your ears deceive you.
There is, however, a living golden sunflower that's standing there.
I was half right.
Looking at you.
What?
It's a monk?
There's like a little...
Three quarters right.
Living sunflower with vines growing out of its legs, and it's shifting back and forth, and you can hear that sound on the floor of its, like, vines moving back and forth. And behind that sunflower creature is an oak steward in much different regalia and a big fucking mask.
Oh! Fancy regalia?
Fancy regalia. Let's talk about the room.
Oh, come on with this. I'm not ready to die.
It's a cozy looking chamber, has large glassless windows, seven of which are unshuttered to look out over the rest of the complex. Furniture includes a 4 foot long bed, a small desk, and a variety of elegant built-in drawers and cabinets. Unceremoniously unfurled on the floor lies a rumpled, human-sized bedroll. Looks like an office. Might have been the Greenleaf Gnome's office. It has been repurposed as a master bedroom. Let's look at the room real quick.
He asked where he could be, and they didn't know he was right there. Right there. Like, anyway.
Master bedroom right next door?
There's a sunflower person in
Holy
there, too.
Holy shit, that floor... That rug is amazing.
Here is the sunflower person.
Ooh.
Oh, so wow. Unfriendly.
Yeah, evil, know. Mean.
Not, you don't not. Know? Look at the eyes.
She looks kind of... She looks hot.
What? Yeah.
What?
Yeah. She looks hot. Sydney said it. She looks hot.
She does look
hot. A hot sunflower.
This is my type.
Maybe I'm attracted to evil.
That is the sexiest sunflower I've seen.
Yeah, I think we can all agree.
And here is the gentleman.
Oh, wow, boy.
That's what he would look like in combat.
If that's not a boss, then I don't want to see the boss.
A little, little extravagant. A little bit
I bet
flamboyant.
He's definitely a vegan.
Looks like Jimmy Page.
He looks theatrical, for sure.
A little theatrical. You open the door, and he's standing there ready with his little sunflower friend. And he says, "Who dares to enter my domain? You are interlopers here. Mercenaries. Yes, that's what you are. Errand boys sent by grocery clerks to collect a bill. Your laws do not apply here, for the forest has chosen me to hold civilization accountable. That is why I have been gifted with powers. The power of life and death over nature. My plant necromancy," he outstretches his hand, "will make things right. My whole life, I have been spit upon and shamed by humanity, but the forest knows how special I am. The gate knew as well. And now you shall know too!" Roll for initiative.
Oh.
It's so embarrassing. He thinks he's the only person in the room that's been through the gates.
He is angry at humanity.
I'm so nervous about this roll.
I rolled very badly.
I did really bad.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh! Dude.
Maybe I did
this
better than
sucks.
You guys.
You know what? Bottle cap.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
He's swimming in them.
Swimming in caps over there.
Maddie Caps.
That's why we call him Maddie Caps.
Ooh. Caps. Went from a natural 4 to a natural 19.
Oh!
What's the total?
I wasn't ready for that question.
Quick math.
Are we doing perception?
Yes.
Okay, 25.
Acrobatics. 25, okay.
Maybe stealth. I guess we weren't being stealth.
I was not.
Yeah.
Walking, you kicked down the door.
Brother Ramius of Latria.
13.
13. Talitha Brake. Oh.
I'm Talitha.
Who the fuck did I change? Oh, Cox. What did you roll, 25?
25.
Lucky.
It's an appropriate exclamation.
Cox!
Also got
Brian Cox.
13.
13. Lucky. 13.
I know.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oop.
Yeah, let's have a drop for that. Buggles.
16.
16 for Buggles. That's not Buggles' voice.
16.
16.
Zephyr.
21.
21.
Nice.
For Zephyr. Holy shit.
Dude, this is awful.
Awful.
It sure is.
I really wanted to roll higher.
This is what we came here for.
Curse this inevitable conclusion of this narrative.
This is going to be great.
I was not expecting this.
I have confidence we're going to win.
Well, actually, I would say one of the reasons I think it's awful is that it's hard. Is Brother Ramius feels a certain sympathy for this dude. It's kind of hard to...
Well, we all are gatewalkers.
I mean, this gnome room makes it really, really tough, but like...
Yeah, the idea of testing of poisons kind of...
Yeah, the genocide sort of mindset.
Yeah, but the idea that no one...
I feel sorry for Adolf Eichmann.
Don't forget, you've been tasked with bringing him to justice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind here. Round one to Letha Breakwater with that beautiful cap use.
Okay. So do I have a shot? I can see him. Do I have a shot off on him?
Yeah.
He's going to get a +2 to his AC You know, I'm just going.
It's +1 to AC, just so you know.
Sorry,
+2 if you think it's like chunkier cover.
I think it's chunkier cover. What I was just going to say is like if we were using another VTT, I don't even know if I'd let you take the shot, but you do have that line of sight, but I'm adding +1 for lucky and I'm adding +1 for shooting around a corner.
Okay. I'm going to devise a stratagem.
Do it.
Nice.
Is this Bolan Nagasa?
Oh.
It was on a natural 20 and then it fell onto
Man.
All right, let me add in a knowledge check before I decide what to do next. I got a free one with my known weakness.
Known weakness.
Okay, there's the natural 18. So what is he, nature, I'm assuming?
He's a society. He's a human. It would be society, yeah.
25.
Yeah, so that actually doesn't hit the DC. So all you know is that this is another Oak Steward. You would assume he has similar druidic powers.
Doesn't hit the DC?
Yeah, I have a DC for him, and it doesn't hit the DC.
Wow.
It says Society, DC 26, incredibly hard.
Okay.
It makes sense. I rolled about as well as I could have, I might want
to. And you know why?
It's incredibly hard.
It's a gatewalker. You don't know what he experienced there. Yeah. All of you have certain things that have happened to you.
We don't know his power at all. We've asked multiple people, and they're just like, he has unknown...
Yeah, we asked if he ever spoke about what happened to him when he crossed the gate or anything. He hasn't spoken to anybody about it, apparently, that we talked to.
He did say necromancy.
Totally he did say plant necromancy, that. Yeah.
Well, this combat will be a great learning experience, then.
Right. I think we'll learn a lot.
Those who survive will definitely know
a lot. The next party is really going to know a lot because the players that play them.
All right. I'm going to fire with the hand crossbow.
Okay.
I'll take a shot. Why not?
Take a shot.
It's going to be a 15 to hit.
15 misses.
Yeah. Okay. And
how
then,
much does it miss by exactly?
This guy is good. He's good.
We're having a good time.
Do that on a game show.
And then I'm going to attempt to demoralize this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Will DC?
Will DC. Will DC. I mean, it's going to be a very, very slim chance to do it. But
hey.
You, sir, are a genocider. Genocidist? Damn it.
Genocide.
Genocidal maniac.
Do you go through that whole thing where you say the wrong word?
Well, why don't you roll the die and then we'll
see how you roll.
Yeah. So that's going to be a -4.
Confident.
You are a genocidist.
I don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. She did do that.
She did do that.
You, sir, are a genocidist.
What is genocidist?
Genocidist?
Did you call me?
Prepare to die.
Prepare to die. amazing. Okay. Well, now.
Well.
It's his turn.
Here we are. It is his turn. But I am considering waiting.
Delaying is the stupidest thing you can do in a combat, Troy. Only stupid people do it.
Yeah, I am actually going to hold. And now it goes to Zephyr.
Well, crap. I mean, like, I have a straight shot on the sunflower, and it's at 30 feet, which we could talk about a fun semantics problem.
Yeah.
My volley is 30 feet. Does that mean that the sunflower is 30 feet?
Yeah.
It's within my volley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you take a
it's targets within 30 feet. And so if it's at exactly 30 feet, I think that 31 feet, it's not.
Outside of that, though, I've got two of my allies directly in front of me, and I don't want to try to shoot through them.
Do you want to hold?
With the valley, so that's what I think I'm going to do is just hold.
Hold and see.
I definitely have to move.
Another holding situation. Very good. All right. It is the sunflower's turn. What is the old sunflower going to do?
Bend towards the light.
Gradually.
What can a sunflower do?
Focus on the sunflower.
Brother Amius will say.
All right, the sunflower is going to move up one spot.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I don't like this.
Then it is going to... I put my cone out there a little too early.
I hate it when that happens.
It's never happened before, I swear.
The cone will affect Brother Ramius, who will get a bonus to your reflex save around the corner there, but Lucky and Talitha will not. Give me a reflex save as it sprays a bunch of sunflower seeds at you.
Oh, no. Like being in a baseball dugout.
Right. Chew on these salty treats.
I got a 13, but I'm going to use my cat's luck. I'm going to re-roll my reflex save.
Very well. Have at it, Haas.
Oh, no.
10.
10.
It's worse.
26.
Okay.
Natural 1.
Oh, my God.
Would you say 10?
Yeah.
Failure, critical success, critical failure.
Hey, we got the whole ray.
Yeah.
All right.
We get to learn things now.
That's right.
You take 10 points of damage. You take 20 points of damage.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
He's down.
Brother
down?
Ramius.
And he's to dying two.
Brother Ramius goes straight to dying two from a critical failure. The healer, by the way. That's the end of its turn. It now goes to Buggles. Zephyr, you still could jump in if you want here, but nothing has really changed to make you do so. So, Buggles, you are up.
I think...
Focus on the sunflower. Down.
I had an instinct. Something was wrong with that sunflower.
The thing is also, we can't just shut the door because you kicked it down.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Kate.
I said I could open the door. Troy made an artistic choice to say it flew across the room.
As an artistic, you kicked it, and you're very strong.
And you're very strong.
I think I am. Yeah, the problem is that we're sort of bunched up at the door here. Anything that we would do, the creatures would get covered. So I am going to wait. I'm going to hold as well. Wait.
Okay. Wow, this is interesting. It now is Lucky's turn. And the sunflower has now moved up, so you can't move past the sunflower to get at, presumably, Bolan Nagasa. Without incurring. But maybe the sunflower doesn't have an attack of opportunity. It's just a cute little flower.
Hey, everybody. My name's Wishy Washy.
Lucky is going to move into the room diagonally along the wall, trying to, like, you know, keep far away and make room. And then she is going to double slice at this flower. With her Kopesh and her Wakizashi.
Double slice at the flower.
And I'm going to kill it.
With her hedge trimmers.
Yeah.
yes. 25.
25 is a hit.
Yes. Okay, that's the first one. That's going to be 6 points of damage. That's not a ton.
6 points of damage, okay.
The second...
Toxic tits.
15.
Tits, 15 misses.
Misses, okay. That's my turn.
All right. Lucky has entered the room. Would you like to go now, Zephyr?
Yeah, because if I try to wait for Talitha to move, that means I have to wait till the next round. So I think I want to take one step back and to, like, the side so I can be... I can still hit the sunflower, but it's out of my 30-foot volley since I'm at a diagonal now.
Yeah, and I'm going to say it's still going to get a +1 to cover.
Okay.
Buggles is small, so you can shoot past Buggles. The cover doesn't stack, though, right? Like, you shoot through 3 people, you don't get +3, right? Yeah, it's just flat +1.
It's either 1 or 2. It's up to you.
1 or 2. I'm going to say...
I think it's soft cover, hard cover. I can't remember the exact terminology. Standard cover, light cover. I can't remember, but it's... either +1 or +2.
I'm not worried about Buggles because of his height. Talitha's there, and I don't think the doorway is going to bother you because you have a pretty clean view of it where it's standing now. So +1 to it.
Lesser, standard, or greater?
What's greater? +4?
+4.
Yeah. Usually something will say, you get greater cover.
Okay. So take a step back. Another action to get into monastic archer stance. Third action. Flurry of blows. With my longbow, so...
Flurry of bows.
They're flurry of bows. All right. Okay, that's not good. That's a 13 to hit.
Ugh.
Guessing that doesn't hit.
13 does not hit.
So my second attack...
Some purple ghosts are swirling around Brother Ramius.
Yes.
Bad.
plus
two. Dying two.
Nope, that does not hit either. Second attack does not hit either. I can't get a clear shot on this freaking sunflower. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm going to go then.
Okay.
Boggles is going to clamber over this pile of gnome corpses in front of Talitha.
Help me.
And he...
Almost alive.
Is...
Not anymore.
Stop what you're doing and give me aid.
He's betting that this sunflower doesn't like fire.
A little fire, sunflower.
A little fire, sunflower.
Literally saying that in my head.
And yeah, he's going to produce flame, throw it at it. That is an 18 to hit.
18 is a hit.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
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 8 points of fire damage.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay, 8 points of fire damage. I saw this TikTok of a guy cooking and eating a sunflower. Like, took the giant sunflower, scrubbed it, cooked it, like fucking ranch on it or whatever, and ate it.
Was it? Did it look good?
Well, yeah, once it had ranch on it.
I was going to say, are they vegan?
It did look like ranch seasoning. There was a lot of seasoning that went into it, and they just ate it like it was a cheeseburger. A big fucking
sometimes people do things on TikTok that aren't good ideas.
Especially
just
around
for
food.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, so good.
Sure.
It really looked like he liked it.
Sure.
Every time I drive by to my neighbor's house, I see a big fucking sunflower over there.
It grabs.
Give me that.
TikTok made me do it.
My children need food.
Look at that burger flower.
You can eat an entire sunflower. It says from root to leaf, sprout to stalk. But is it good?
You can eat grass, too, but I mean, you shouldn't.
I could eat this table if I wanted to.
That's true.
They say you could put it on a grill like a hot dog or a piece of steak. The more you know. Troy, you're teaching me something today.
I dare you to eat a sunflower live next week on air.
I'll do it.
Steal your neighbor's sunflower, bring it in, we'll cook it.
I'll do it. Take that. Hope they don't listen.
I'll try anything twice.
You go in and they've actually trapped the sunflower.
The sunflower's trapped with violent venom. All right. Round two. Bolan is not going to go. It's Talitha's turn. Talitha, you're standing right next to Brother Ramius. Brother Ramius, what's your cap situation?
I have my only first starting cap.
Okay.
Of the show.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to critically fail a death save, you die, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is pretty nasty.
That's why I kept the cap. It was a gamble.
Also got this fight.
It was
going.
Use the cap and reroll, and still probably roll a natural one, or keep the cap and have one chance of stabilizing.
It's not a problem. Talitha is going to quick tincture an elixir of life. First action, pour it into Brother Ramius's throat. Second action. I'm going to roll though, if that's all right, for your what you recover. 5.
Wow.
All right, so you lose the dying condition,
amazing,
but you are now wounded too.
Mm-hmm. You also have a +1 bonus against poisons and diseases for 10 minutes. Could come into play. All right, that's 2 actions. Third action, Talitha is going to...
And you're prone and off guard. Where's the prone?
Talitha is going to draw her rapier as she moves into the room to face off against the sunflower.
Yeah, Talitha.
She's going to step kind of around Lucky.
Okay.
To get into place. We'll see if it has an attack of opportunity.
So draw rapier and move around it?
Yeah.
Okay. It does not attack you.
Then I will finish my movement. No, I will stay where I am. I was going to flank it, but I don't want to be...
Bolan.
Yeah, Bolan. I don't want to get flanked.
Bolan.
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 Okay. That's Talitha's turn. It is now... Are you done?
Yeah.
Are you done? It's now...
Yes, sorry.
Are you quite done?
Are you quite done with your turn? It's Bolan Nagaso's turn. Bolan Nagaso, what you gonna do, Nagasu? Strategy. I'm going to hold again.
Oh my god, I'm gonna die of anticipation of what this guy can do.
And it's Brother Ramius' turn. Brother Ramius is prone.
I just realized your nails match the walls.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
I can't see them.
Where are the tips of your fingers?
Folks at home, green screen, Kate's nails.
I'm in my Halloween era while we're in Christmas.
Very nice.
Yeah.
This is so fucked. Okay.
I'm sorry for bringing you back to life. So fucked.
You really made Joe's life hard by restoring him to
content. Yeah, he could have been our color commentator for a while.
Really?
Exactly. I could have just enjoyed myself. A couple recovery checks, permadeath, and we relax.
Yeah.
All right. I am going to. God, I hate this. All right. I am going to battle medicine myself. So he. Oh, start picking these things out. And please don't fail, you son of a bitch! Succeeded.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Okay. Tweener.
It was a bit of a it was a bit of a tweener, actually. Low on the healing scale. Got 6 points back. And then he is going to stand up and he's going to stand up, and then he's going to move behind the wall and get himself in cover, basically, from everything in that room.
Okay. Yeah, get behind action. The wall there. Lucky, it looks like Lucky is sneaking out from behind that archway. You're not. Well, that shouldn't happen at all. But anyway, sorry. So you're going to get back there just in case they have more range things. You can't afford to get hit, especially while you're wounded, too. Okay. It is the Sunflower Leshy's turn. It's going to take a step back and then is going to attack with a tendril from 10 feet away. A tendril reaches out for Talitha and just like vroom, tries to skewer you. It's going to be a 16 to hit.
Yes.
Ah.
Woo.
Okay. And then final attack will be on Lucky. Another tendril comes out. Vroom. To get you with the map, misses with a 7. So, vroom, vroom, miss, miss. And now Bolan will go.
No.
With the sunflower out of the way, Bolan will move up once.
Out of the way?
This is ridiculous.
Oh, no. I'm already very hurt.
Really?
Yes, I lost 10 hit points.
Oh, right.
Oh, from the you, from getting
the
hit.
Sunflower.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
That was brutal.
Yeah, yeah, and you, the way that you moved into the room, I couldn't help you.
No. I tried to stay
you
out of harm's,
were unconscious.
Harm's way.
No, when I was awake, I was going to battle medicine myself and then heal Lucky, and I couldn't heal you. I had to move, and by that point, I'm out of actions.
All right, Bolan will move up twice.
Ruh-roh.
And will do an action... Where basically he like raises his hands, and all of the plant-based materials on the floor, on the walls, start to grow sharp thorns and spiky branches, just like come out to try and skewer you. Lucky and Talitha, give me a reflex save.
That cat's luck thing you did, is that once a day?
Yep.
Oh shit. Oh, Lucky.
Woo.
Good.
To get luck.
26.
26. Regular success.
Oh, for God's sake.
I rolled a natural 19.
Dude, this sucks.
Oh, then maybe I want to use a... No, I guess we've already... 11.
11. Failure. You take 16 points of piercing damage. God. You take 8 points.
I'm down.
Piercing.
So is Talitha.
It's so fucking... Like a fucking joke, dude.
I had... We
I
have like 19 hit points.
Max.
Points.
I had
8 hit points left after
they can't,
the...
Are they 2d6 damage, like all these rolls?
That is... I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you. Listen to Cannon Fodder.
I think in your mind you think we have more hit points.
We keep
telling
you. No,
I don't. I don't think about it at all.
clearly,
yeah.
Oh my God. That's clear.
All right, so you're both die.
God.
Wow. This is.
I'm dying one.
Yeah, you're both dying one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Holy shit! So brother, you're both dying one. Brother Ramius is wounded two. And now it is Lucky. Well, actually, no, Lucky moving the initiative order, so it'll be Zephyr's turn.
Oh, my God. This is awful. Well, I'm still in my monastic archer stance, and Bolan just moved into my field of view and is outside my volley. So I'm going to start off with... What are you laughing at over there?
This game.
Joe and I are laughing.
So, it's such
at each
a joke.
Other,
it's
going,
hilarious.
Nothing I can do.
Well, I'm just replaying it over in my head. I'm like, You have a catfolk fighter with a natural 19 reflex save, and you take 8 damage on an attack that had hit multiple people.
Yep.
It's just, it's ridiculous. Yep. It's crazy.
Well, this is Bolan.
Yeah, it is the boss fight.
So it's meant to be chunk.
I think I have the highest hit points out of everybody. I have 20.
Yeah.
You have 20 hit points?
That's a lot.
And I'm already down.
Wow. I wonder how many your new character will have.
Yeah.
All right. Flurry of blows as my first action.
All right. So you're still blowing it up, longbowing it up.
Yep. Because okay. I'm already in my stance.
Oh, I see. I can't see any of the enemies, but I see how you probably could.
Yeah. He just moved into
great.
The doorway.
You can't see shit.
Yeah. Can't see shit. I don't even know that they're down. So I might just take a couple rounds to recover myself. And
it's a 19 to hit.
19 to hit. Buggles is standing there, yes. But I already said before that's not going to give a bonus to cover. And you have a clean shot otherwise.
Come on!
That is a hit.
Yeah! Yes!
Hit Bolan. Okay, a D8. Here we go. That's 4 points of damage.
Okay.
Next
one more
attack.
Hit.
Natural 20.
Natural 1. Joe, why do you gotta... I blame you.
That would be what we call here at the network a fan bomboni.
Bottle? I don't have a bottle cap.
You don't have one?
No.
Okay. I mean, this is horrible.
Well, it was fun playing on this show with
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. These characters were fun.
It's not like we had 6 months of lead up with these characters.
Yeah, yeah.
So much undiscovered backstory.
Paying for
backstory.
Awesome arts and...
We'll pay for more art.
All right, I feel better.
We're gonna go bankrupt as a company paying for art for new
characters. We're stimulating the economy by killing our characters right now.
You guys have backups, right?
No.
No.
I mean, it is preposterous. We could bring in an entirely new party and still die immediately.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Unless they're all just
we could bring in a
second
party.
Or third level.
For instance, of catfolk fighters who would be ideally suited to this
yeah,
combat.
Situation.
Actually,
and they'd all be down.
I have experience. I don't think it would work, so.
Speaking from experience. All right, this one from Lee in Asheville.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Carolina.
Lee.
Come to Charlotte, you cowards. You're from Asheville. We went to Asheville.
Yeah, we went to Asheville.
No, we came to the town you live in.
We drove through Charlotte.
I don't understand these complaints. We did come to Charlotte. We just didn't do a show.
We left there immediately.
We left there immediately.
We didn't stop.
You seem to have lost all sense of direction and ended up in some backwater burg 100 miles away from the major city that should have been your intended destination. Your attack misses. Roll a will save.
Okay. Let me get my will.
This is very
that
bad.
That was like a spell fumble.
This is so bad. It could kill us all.
Hey, guys, guess what? My will save is my worst one.
Use a bottle cap.
I don't have one. 15.
15, I would imagine, is a fail. It's going to be
using the AC of
the target.
Bridge. Yeah, so that's a fail.
That's a fail. You are confused for 1d4 rounds.
No!
And you can
No.
You can attempt a new save at the end of each turn to lose the confusion. But that means you could just kill Brother Ramius right now.
Oh, no.
Like, that's how quick. Or Buggles.
So I'll do the D4. 2 rounds.
2 rounds.
You don't have your wits about you, and you attack wildly. You are off guard, or flat-footed, as it were. You don't treat anyone as your ally, though they might still treat you as theirs. Debatable. And you can't delay, ready, or use reactions. You use all your actions to strike or cast offensive cantrips, though the GM can have you do other blah, blah, blah. Your targets are determined randomly by the GM. If you have no other viable targets, you target yourself, automatically hitting but not scoring a critical hit. The implication being there, you could crit your friends. If it's impossible for you to attack or cast spells, you babble incoherently. That doesn't seem the case. Oh, my God.
So it's basically going to be randomly. She's going to have to roll randomly against the Sunflower, Bolan, or Buggles, or Brother Ramius.
Yeah.
So it's 50-50, you hit an enemy.
Yeah. Or if either of you wake up, you...
Well, she can't see.
Can't see.
Yeah, yes. That's true. The targets that she can see right now are Buggles.
Well,
Bolan.
I'm assuming I would just keep trying to shoot with my bow because I'm already in my stance and I have it out. In which case, Buggles and Brother Ramius are within my volley. So that's a -2. And this is like my third action.
Right, so very low chance. So I'm going to say Buggles 1-2.
Well, then this counts as one round of confusion, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's true.
So at the end of this turn, I can.
So either she's not confused for this action, and she's confused for two full rounds.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Or if she's confused now, then that counts as one of the.
I think she should be confused now because she already was confused from the fumble. So I think this should be
some
a round.
Sort of nascent magic energy in this room is making.
Yeah, I mean, this is obviously made for 1E. This is a 1E crit, so that's why. No,
it's 2E.
That's 2E.
Yeah,
confused for two rounds. Yeah, because I wonder how this would tick. Like it just, it's not the fumble's fault. That it happened.
Well, no, I mean, it could on a full attack in 1E, you know, if it happens, the fumble happens after your first attack, you still have a second attack that you would.
All right, so yeah, this will be one round. I mean, you could get ticky tacky and go into a number of actions, but I'll say this is the first round of it. 1-2 Buggles, 3-4 Bolon, 5-6 Brother Ramius. I'll roll it. Brother Ramius.
What about the sunflower?
Oh.
Sunflower, she can't.
I can't.
You have to miss. If you put me down, like, I can't.
All right. Well, with the map and the minus two.
And the natural 20. Should be fine. And the guaranteed nat 20.
At least you're not going to kill Buggles this way.
Yeah, we need Buggles.
Attack, it's going to be -3.
A nat 20 could kill Brother Ramius, right? No?
I have a bottle cap.
Wounded too.
Okay. But, I mean, if he goes down, the whole fight's over.
Yeah.
Nope. I rolled a 3 on my dice.
Awesome.
Yeah!
Fumble. So Brother Ramius is immediately like...
That's my second action.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, ding, dong.
This is the best thing right? when you...
Oh, it was your third.
That's your third.
Well, you did the flurry of blows as one action?
That's one action.
Oh, okay.
And I was already in my monastic archer stance, so I just did that.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No, but you hit Bolon. That was the first.
That was the first. Yeah,
we have another one.
Both of those is one action.
All right, so you only use the minus the second map, right? Not the third map.
Roll again on a random target.
I take two actions as one, but the map applies. So this one that I shot at Brother Ramius takes level
minus
3
8.
In the map.
So your original intention was flurry of blows on Bolon, right?
And I did do that.
And
I natural one on the second attack.
Okay, but that only counts as one action.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so then the second action was when the map comes into whatever.
No. The second
action's minus 8, the third action's minus 8.
So
just
you get
roll
one
random
more attack, and this is very, very low chance.
Yes.
And it's going to be Buggles with a 1.
I swear to God.
It's a 9 on the dice, so that misses.
All right.
Okay.
That one misses.
Yeah, Buggles and
I'm
Brother
like, Raven. Roll
yeah, now
20.
We know at least. Well, at least we know she's twisted in the head.
It's the worst person to have confused.
Yeah, you see me just like furrowed brow, just like frantically, like, oh, God, because I see everyone going down. Yeah.
I mean, this is very, very bad.
Yes.
I don't have to tell you that.
Get those out of the way, though. This is good. We're all rolling like shit, and now you get to get
him
out of the way.
That's exactly how random numbers work.
That's right.
All right, Buggles.
We always do this.
Buggles, you are up. You are one of three of your allies that are up.
Buggles!
This is not ideal.
You do see.
That's one way to put it.
You do see Talitha and Lucky went down, though. You can actually see us. You're the only one.
Yeah.
You can see everybody.
See us.
The only person that can see everybody.
So Buggles is like, no, no, no. And boom, his psyche is unleashed.
It better be.
It's a cloud of frost. Swirling around him, Siaka Ak emerges, and he is going to fire a ray of frost at the sunflower.
Amped ray of frost. You amped, bro!
22 to hit.
22 is a hit.
Okay. Yes. That is 10 points of frost damage.
And the sunflower goes down.
Yes!
I get 5 points, 5 temporary HP, drawing its energy into me.
Oh, nice!
Okay. All right, so the sunflower goes down. You draw energy into yourself. There is one combatant left who is very dangerous, who, by the way, didn't even take a first round and has still put down 3 of you.
Well, the multiple enemy... God, it must be so nice to just have cones for everything you do.
The design of this room is also very disadvantageous to us. Like, it's hard. It's just a hard doorway to get through. And he was in the back corner and bottleneck.
The ability that it used didn't affect the sunflower either. Specifically, as written in the ability.
Oh, yeah.
That helps.
Amazing.
All right. Let's move on to round 3. It's Brother Ramius.
I protest. Given that I still have an action left.
Oh.
Ah.
I'll allow it.
I would like to. So I'm going to restore the mind on. Oh, boy. So I can see all three of the. I should do. Who should I give it on?
Lucky.
Lucky?
Can you remove?
Why are you pointing at me? What can I do?
You're amazing. You can heal people.
Not right now. I'm in melee with this guy. Lucky is not.
Oh,
I can't see anything in that room.
I'm gonna do it on. I'm gonna restore it. This is really tough. This is like, Lucky, come back. We need you. Boom, 4 hit points back.
Oh, thank you.
You're awake.
And I'm awake and prone on the ground, and that's it.
You're awake. You're wounded 1. Yowza,
man.
Okay. Shit.
It could be worse.
It's literally not, like he would just put me down. I wouldn't be able to stand up. I could maybe get a tincture off into Lucky's mouth, but then he'd, you know.
I can't heal anybody, but I can heal.
We don't know. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Round 3. Brother Ramius.
Brother Ramius. Back up against the wall. Horribly injured. Battle medicine himself up, but he's still really hurt. Wounded 2.
He hears fire crackling.
Actually, what he sees, actually it flashes. And you see a boy. Looks like Brother Ramius.
He's got a son?
Laying on like some rocks on like a beach with water, like rough water hitting him, crying, and you can see that his leg is broken. And he's screaming up, "Help me! Help me!" Alone on the rocks. And Brother Ramius is like, "No! No!" And he opens his eyes and runs into the room.
Oh, shit.
As a final act of death.
Oh, my God.
Actually, if he gets behind Buggles, is the corpse pile a habitable space?
It's difficult terrain.
Yes.
You can stand in the corpse pile. Yeah.
I can stand in the corpse pile?
Yeah.
No, just even gnomes.
Yeah, they don't take up a lot of space.
It's just a bunch of poison gnomes.
It's a flavor pile.
Just a flavor pile of gnome corpse.
Flavor corpse pile.
Okay, then I think it's smarter for him to see this scene and step into the pile of corpses. And he's looking past...
It's the pile of rainbow fecal matter.
He's looking past Buggles, and he is going to cast Heal on Lucky.
Oh.
Okay.
Heal, huh?
So that will be... 13 hit points.
Oh my, huge. Huge.
Wow, that's great.
He's bent over in pain, and I remember why I wanted to run into the room, even though Bolan would put him down to get away from Zephyr. And I forgot.
You're still within my volley.
That's good.
All right, Lucky, it's now your turn. You moved in the initiative order, but you no longer need to roll a death save here. You are prone. And you are wounded 1. You're also flat-footed while you're prone.
Okay. So I'm going to stand up from prone.
Just kidding.
Troy, now is not the time or the place.
I'm having a good time.
So standing up from prone is an action.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Was when I was a kid, still is now.
I know, but I want to use my double slice, but that's 2 actions.
You also dropped your weapons when you went down.
Yeah. Stop it, Matthew.
I don't know. I didn't say it specifically. I knew it was the case, but I didn't say it, and you did.
Yep.
I didn't want to put an asterisk.
Boo.
I didn't want to put an asterisk.
Boo this man.
Right.
I pick.
If Lucky's ever going to make the Hall of Fame, you don't want that asterisk.
I know. You can end up with a Roger Maris.
I pick up my weapons.
Okay. 2 actions.
Take an action. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to move across the doorway. What? It's not.
It's not 2 actions? To pick up 2 weapons?
With 2 hands.
I'm going to say 1 action.
Thank you. Thank
you're saying
you.
1 action.
And then I move.
You just sort of assumed, though.
I assume if I'm trained and I'm a dual wield, whatever.
This is very hard.
Can you not?
It's just, that's got to take at least 8 to 10 seconds.
I can only use 1 arm.
Let me roll to see how many feet the Kopesh was away. Max feet.
I move. Across to the other side of the doorway to give people a clear light on a clear line of sight on Talitha if needed, and then I just stand and get ready to fight.
Stand and get ready.
Oh, wait. No. I don't move. I stay where I am, and I do my intimidating glare, 1 action, final action.
intimidating.
Stand in defiance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't even need to talk. I just, you know, I stand back up having blood on me with my two weapons and I stare.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
down.
Like a revenant, a cat revenant.
I came back from the dead.
He brought you down and you're just like,
Troy, when
That's
I
pretty
get.
Pretty intimidating.
That is very a level, intimidating. Little bonus, you think?
Nah.
The worst! Huh.
I was about to say, when I get a level for Kip Up, you know I'm getting that.
Oh, Kip Up is the best.
HPK.
Kip Up.
Kip Up.
Everyone should get Kip Up.
So, yeah, I demoralize.
Try to.
And I roll my.
Why you have to be so negative?
We use dice in this game to determine whether or not you succeed.
Oh, it's a +4. Okay, cool. To my to my intimidation.
It's going to be tough. Especially with that roll.
It doesn't.
Your intimidate is +4?
Yeah.
Oh. We're level one.
It doesn't intimidate them, but I think it looks
cool. I want you to know that I'm intimidated.
Okay, cool.
It was scary.
It was super scary.
I loved the image.
Yeah, it was very cool.
I wish the die would have supported
Yeah, I'm going to throw this die in the
awesome
toilet.
Storytelling.
It was very Rocky V.
Yeah.
One more round. One more round.
His favorite movie. His favorite of the...
Rocky, you mean the best of the Rocky
quintology.
Movies?
Rocky 5 is your favorite?
Well known as the best of the Rocky.
Wait, what would it be? A quintilogy? What's the word for like five? A quintet?
I mean, quintet is five people.
Yeah.
What's five books?
Kind of like quintilogy.
A saga.
Series.
I want that to...
The saga.
The Rocky saga.
It's a quintet or pentology.
Pentology.
A quintology.
So that does sound like a scary religion.
Right.
Yeah.
Or a Pearl Jam album.
Pentology. Or a track and field event.
Pentology. I got silver in the pentology. All right, Talitha, give me a death save here.
Come on, Talitha.
So what is it? I'm dying one, so it's...
11.
11 or better? 11.
Stabilizes.
So nice. You lose the dying condition, but you take the wounded condition.
Wow.
Prone
and unconscious.
Unconscious.
Huge roll.
Good roll.
Because you didn't have. Oh no, you did have a cap.
I have one cap.
Sly
one
fox.
I almost used the cap to mitigate the damage that would have taken me down. But.
And that's what I did too. And I decided not to. Gambled.
It's Bolon's turn.
No.
Lost that gamble.
Bolon looks at all of you, sees
realizing how outnumbered he is.
Realizing how outnumbered is, seeing Zephyr. Confused in the back, and he looks at the corpse of his sunflower friend. He goes, Sunwood! No! And then he looks to the window. He takes a step back.
With the rope!
Runs to the window.
Oh, son of a...
And you see these little leather grips on his hands. He grabs the zip line.
The zip line!
And zips to the next building.
Get out of here!
And we'll see you next week!
Oh, son of a bitch! Oh, God!
He's only here!
He's the book three villain. We're going to be following him through all the books.
I'll take it. I'll take it. We all survive. That's fine.
Oh, let him go. Nice trick play, AP.
All right.
Well, Zephyr could still kill us all.
It's true.
Don't worry.
What a twist.
Zephyr will kill us.
What a
next
twist.
Week.
Yeah. And now Bolon's no longer a target.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.